Extended hours Saturday and Sunday. Valid 8/5 to 8/7. JCPenney.
What will make this a successful season for the Iowa State Cyclones on the gridiron? 319-366-1600. We discuss next.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
For me, it was losing some of those really close, hard, tough games last year that were invaluable learning experiences for our football team.
That's second-year Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell meeting with the media earlier today in Ames as the Cyclones getting ready to kick off the 2017 football season. Welcome in. It's another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann. I'm Todd Brommelkamp. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We anticipate you putting it to pretty good use today. As usual, a mix of sports and stick-to-sports talk coming your way. Brent Bloom of CycloneFanatic.com is going to join us at 5 o'clock tonight. Thursday means would ya? We'll do that at 6:05 tonight as well. And plenty of news and notes out of Ames for Iowa State Media Day. The Hawkeyes, the last of the three schools to go for Media Day, they will have their outing on Saturday. Perhaps indoors, perhaps outdoors, weather permitting. Looks like the forecast may be a little bit dodgy at this point. Certainly had some weather issues today. Looks like the rain is gone for now, though. The Cedar Rapids Colonels should be able to get game two of that three-game series in with the Kane County Cougars tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I know there was some discussion around the office about maybe heading over to the ballpark tonight and checking that game out, but I don't know if anything ever came to fruition, either that or it did, and I just didn't get my official invitation.
Oh, you got your official invitation, and you said you'd be there.
Well, I said I might be there.
Might be there.
Might be there.
Unfortunately, my plans
my
are
sidekick.
Going to
yeah.
keep me away from the ballpark tonight, but I'll try to make it out there next week.
My sidekick, who today, he's starting to babble a little bit, and today he was putting together his D sounds, and so for 8 minutes on the floor, he just da 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 da.
Now,
and I looked at him, and I what are you trying to tell? What are you trying to say? I don't know what you're saying right now. Da da. I don't understand what you want. Da 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 da. 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. What will make this a successful season under Matt Campbell in year number two? Cyclone fans, the floor is yours. 319-366-1600. He says he's competitive, and just winning six games and going to a bowl will not be enough for him. He wants to win every game. That's great. It's also coach speak. Don't care about it. Is this team going to win six games this year? I think they could. I think they've got an outside shot at it. But I want to hear from you. I want to have a conversation with Cyclone fans today. 366-1600 or Iowa fans that have nothing better to do than rain on Iowa State fans. I can have it either way. We can come to the fork in the road. We can take a right. We can take a left.
Well, first of all, Scott Unash just confirmed that your invitation stands to the okay. Colonels game tonight, and he will be there. He had confirmed that through the glass. But that quote from Matt Campbell was interesting to me because I've seen that song. I've seen this song and dance before. I've seen programs who go through a period of transition, much like Iowa State did last year, where they had so many competitive games and they seemed to lose them all. And when you have a rebuilding team, that's generally what happens. A rebuilding team doesn't know how to win close games because they weren't used to being in close games. You look at that schedule, all of the heartbreaking losses that they had. Oklahoma State, they lose. They were ahead most of that game. They lose on the road at Oklahoma State.
It's the power of the mullet.
the power of the mullet. They lose at home against Kansas State. They lose to Oklahoma by 10. So many heartbreaking losses. And I do think that there is something to be said about learning from those. A good team, a team responds to that and grows from it. I don't like using these examples, but I think back to 2012 when it was my younger brother's first year at Memphis. They go 3-9. They lost by 6 points to Blake Bortles and UCF. They lost by 7 points to Louisville and Teddy Bridgewater. And they looked a lot better than they did in the past, but they still went 3-9. The results didn't change. They were just losing by less points. They were blowing leads late because they didn't know how to win. The next year, they learn from it. They go 10-3. I'm not sitting here and saying that Iowa State is going to do that, but the script is, I thought in year one, was about what Matt Campbell probably expected. The question is, can they get over the hump in some of those games and some of those winnable games? And some those games are going to be taking place right off the bat. They have to win that Northern Iowa game. And that Iowa game, September the 9th, is going to be very interesting because I think they have a chance. I think they have a chance in that game. I think they're going to have the more proven offense. But can they get over the hump?
2911 on the text line says a winning season, one game above 500, would be a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. They have a manageable non-conference schedule. You and I, Iowa, Akron.
And Iowa has to go to Jack Trice
exactly.
this year.
Exactly.
So I don't want to hear 42-3. I don't want to hear Iowa's a better team, which I think on paper...
Probably
is the case maybe 7 out of every 10 years. But I don't want to hear it because you get freaky things like the triple overtime game, which is still one of, I think, the more entertaining college games that I've ever been to. And, of course, Iowa fans have probably purged it from their memories. But this series has been filled with fantastic games over the last 19 seasons, ever since Kirk Ferentz took over. Iowa State fans are going to get upset because I said 19 and not 20. That's the year that the streak ended in Iowa City when Dan McCarney and the Cyclones were able to snap the, was it 15-16 game winning streak? Todd Bandauer was the starting quarterback. So they open against Northern Iowa, and then they've got the Hawkeyes, and then they go to Akron, which is interesting. I mean, anytime you take a team and put them on the road, it's a tough go, and I'm not going to say that Iowa State is in a similar position to Iowa when the Hawkeyes went to Miami of Ohio back in 2002, but that's a tough sell sometimes. You take a Power 5 team, take them on the road, put them in a MAC stadium with a MAC crowd and a MAC environment. I'm not going to say that that's necessarily a difficult a game or an automatic loss or an automatic win or anything like that. And then you've got the Big 12 opener, which is September 28th, a Thursday night game at Jack Trice Stadium against Texas, which will be under the lights. Oklahoma, okay, yeah, you're probably not winning that one. Kansas, which is in Ames, that should be a W. Texas Tech, you go down to Lubbock, one of two things can happen. You win the game, you get blown out. TCU, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, and then, look, the schedule isn't necessarily terrible in November for this team. And the final three games, Oklahoma State at home, at Baylor, which is a shell of its former self, and then at Kansas State in what, who knows, it could be Bill Snyder's last game at that point if he decides. The bottom line is, I think Iowa State, any objective person can take a look at Iowa State this year and tell that this is a better team than it was a year ago. And they brought the junior college guys in to not only help with the depth, but to play. And those guys are going to be on the field right away. And I think, you know, to me, one of the more interesting things, and we'll talk with Brent Bloom about this in hour number two when he joins us, but there was mention of Joel Lanning still playing on the offensive side of the ball today. Now, he's a linebacker, and he's going to be on the defensive side of the ball, But Matt Campbell said, oh, yeah, he's gonna be in there on offense every once in a while.
That was very interesting, and I can't wait to get Brent's take on that. And I want to go to the text line for just 1 second. Ryan and Walford, Iowa State has and will always be rebuilding. I'm not sure what needs to happen to turn that program around. It can't be good when you have a successful season with a win against Iowa. Here, when I define rebuilding, I want to make this distinction because I think rebuilding is a cliche. Some people use it as a cliche, and they use it when it doesn't need to be used. A lot of people think that's a bad term. It's just when a team is losing. That's not what rebuilding means. Rebuilding has to have the second part of that word apply. That means building. They were bad. There was nothing that they were building in the late part of two seasons ago or the season before that under Paul Rhodes. There was nothing about that program that looked like it was building any kind of success. And last year, you saw a shift, a clear shift to the point where they were competitive in games against good opponents. And that is one of the first steps in actual rebuilding. The next step is to get over the hump and win some of those games. And if they can't do that, then they don't clear that second hurdle. But I think anybody who watched that team, anybody who paid attention to that team, saw clear improvement from the year before last year to last year, late in the season, and can say, like you said, Todd, that this team this year should be better than last year. That's building. That's rebuilding. And I think that they have a chance to win six games. Will they do that? That's a completely different story. We'll find out in about 2 months. But there was clear improvement.
91-52, Iowa State is not rebuilding. They were never built. They are building.
That's a good way of putting it.
The Cyclones have had some good years. They've been few and far between recently, but every program's rebuilding, with the exception of Alabama. The coaches poll came out today, the preseason coaches poll. Alabama's number one, Ohio State number two. Alabama has been ranked number one in at least one poll for the last 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That is incredible when you stop and think about it. Is it not?
It is.
I mean, okay, they're good. They're always good. But think of all of those great teams that they don't occupy the number one spot for one poll for 1 year. Alabama has been number one in that poll at least one time in each of the last 10 seasons. That's remarkable consistency for Nick Saban and the Tide. By the way, Iowa received 5 votes. I thought this was interesting. Wyoming, which is Iowa's season opening game at Kinnick Stadium on September 2nd, Wyoming got 9 votes in the poll. So they're ahead of Iowa. Now, neither team is anywhere close to the top 25 right now. But impressive. And then you've got Ohio State and Urban Meyer there. And that's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with when college polls should be released. You can check out Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. It's a crapshoot. And Kirk Ferentz has said this a million times and probably will say it for the millionth and one on Saturday at Media Day, but it doesn't matter where you're ranked in August or September. It matters where you're ranked in November, December, January, when the final polls come out.
That's true. I personally like the preseason polls for two reasons. One, they don't mean anything.
They're all based on what you did last year.
They're all based on what you did last year. They're based on either coaches or when the AP comes out. They're based on media members, and they have absolutely no bearing on bowl selection or the college football playoff, because the college football playoff comes out over halfway through the season, and it has no bearing on any. It doesn't draw from any of the other polls. I think it's entertaining. I understand some people being a little bit annoyed with watch lists, but for people that follow college football, that for people that really like it, that want to won it in the news all year round.
You're talking about yourself.
Here. Yeah, that would be myself. These polls kind of get you excited, and it gives you something to talk about on August the 3rd, just 28 days before the start of college football.
86-83 on the text line, Alabama has never rebuilt, they just reload. Go look pre-Saban.
Do you remember Nick Saban's first year at Alabama? Can you tell me what the result of their season was? This is an interesting.
I'm going to guess they probably won six or seven games.
They won six games, or excuse me, they won seven games because they won their bowl game. They went 6-6. They beat Colorado in the Independence Bowl. And after that, they have not had a season below 10 wins. So people
now,
forget
prior
how,
to Saban getting there.
Oh, they were not good.
They
Who
had a coach. They had a coach, and then they got rid of the coach because, well, Mike Price was dilly-dallying.
Oh, gosh. Why am I blanking on who the coach was? The son of the legendary Mike Shula.
Yes.
Mike Shula.
It's all right. I think a lot of Alabama fans have probably forgotten Mike Shula as well.
I think so as well.
319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That's also an actual honest-to-God phone number. If you called it and wanted to talk about Iowa State football, like we were hoping that you would today, we would put you on the air with us. I don't know what we're going to do. Well, I do sort of know what we're going to do. I can't guarantee it will top yesterday's discussion about in-school detentions and punishments. But we'll have at least one of the conversations today that will upset the stick-to-sports crowd coming up in just a few minutes. Cubs and Diamondbacks are playing right now. Lots of afternoon baseball across MLB. They had a couple rain delays there in Chicago, and the Diamondbacks, after winning last night, are leading again at Wrigley Field, so we'll keep an eye on what's going on there. Another big name has leaked out with regard to being placed on waivers, Jose Bautista of the Toronto Blue Jays. These are supposed to be private. When you're not supposed to know who's on waivers.
I wonder
but
who
it,
leaks those
it
out
leaks
in each
out,
situation.
And it is interesting to follow along, and sometimes players take it in stride. They understand the business of baseball, and then other times guys can sometimes take it personally. Speaking of that, Adrian Beltre, who got his 3,000th hit recently, and I was shocked to learn this, the first Dominican-born player to reach 3,000 hits. I would have thought someone somewhere along the line from the Dominican had done that, but you've got Rod Carew, who's a Panamanian, some other Latin Americans, but no Dominicans. So Adrian Beltre, 3,000 hits, and comes out the other day very critical of Texas Rangers management for dealing Yu Darvish. And he says, look, I understand the business aspect of it because he's going to be a free agent, so you want to get something in return for him. But from a baseball standpoint, that kind of pulls the rug out from underneath everybody who's in that clubhouse right now, which is it's a precarious position to be in. But the Rangers, for pretty much the entire month of July, they had the ultimatum. They knew they needed to win and keep the team together, or if they lost, they were probably going to get broken up. So I know where he's coming from with this. But at the same time, you had your opportunities.
They had to do it. And that's always the worry, isn't it? When you trade away a big-time player who has 3 months left on his contract or 2 months left on his contract, and you're getting prospects in return because you're not competing this year, the worry is, okay, well, what is this going to do to the clubhouse, especially if that player was very popular in the clubhouse? But at the same time, you can't just go through the offseason, let him walk, and get nothing for it. That would be somewhat irresponsible for the future of your franchise. So you see this happen all the time. It's just interesting to see Adrian Beltre come out and talk about it a little bit. But he at least did acknowledge there is a business side to it. And if you're the Texas Rangers, you take the brunt of that now and realize that you probably did the right thing in the long run.
Fresh from Marion is texting in, sorry, I cannot call in and talk about Iowa State football. My mom taught me if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So we give people the platform to talk about Iowa State football on Iowa State Media Day, and what it turns into is we barely hear from Iowa State fans, and Iowa fans use it as another opportunity to stick some candy in the pinata and
Iowa
take
State
a couple
fans,
whacks.
I'm defending you. I think that this team has potential. Help us out. 319-366-1600. We want to hear from you.
If ISU loses to UNI, I'm done forever. Kyle, I want you to flag 8717's text. We'll revisit that. They're not going to lose to UNI this year, because UNI's got some things to figure out themselves as well. This isn't, in my opinion, a typical UNI football team that's locked and loaded for bear going into Jack Trice Stadium, but stranger things have happened, and I'm not talking about Barb disappearing in the upside down. 425, Kyle, by the way, will join us here shortly for his first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Colonels in action tonight, 6:35 first pitch, taking on the Kane County Cougars. Lots more on the way. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Pet Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there.
Tuesday's 16-4 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks proved to be a historic night for John Lester. Not only did the Cubs left-hander hit his first-ever Major League home run, a two-run shot that came in the third inning off former Colonels pitcher Patrick Corbin, but he also recorded his 2,000th career strikeout. Unfortunately, the Cubs couldn't carry any momentum over into last night's second game of the series as they fell 3-0. Wednesday marked the Cubs' debut of new catcher Alex Avila, who caught Jake Arrieta for the first time in his career. Manager Joe Maddon said after the loss that Avila will start in place of Wilson Contreras based on who the opposing pitcher is on a given day. He also said he'd take day games following night games into account when choosing between the two. One thing's clear, though, Contreras will continue to serve as Lester's personal catcher, much like David Ross did during Lester's first two seasons with the team.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa Know How.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
It's only 35 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
And speaking of football, it's back tonight, the Hall of Fame game. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, who's with us here in the studio now to bring you your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa football team received 5 votes in this season's first coaches poll released today, which technically ranked them 52nd in the country. The Big Ten has 4 teams in the top 10 and 3 others receiving more votes than Iowa. Iowa's Week 1 opponent Wyoming also received more votes than the Hawkeyes with 9. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing in the World Golf Championships this weekend, and after his first round today, he sits tied for 15th at 1 under par, trailing leader Thomas Peters by 4 strokes. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Xavier Saint, Mitch Keller, was promoted today by the Pirates to their AA affiliate, Altoona. Keller is the top-rated prospect in Pittsburgh's system, has a 3.14 ERA this season, and has been approaching 100 miles an hour in his last several starts without walking a batter in his last 2. The Colonels took one on the chin from the Kane County Cougars last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium 9-1, but they'll have another chance tonight with the newly acquired Tyler Watson making his first start with Cedar Rapids opposite Mac Lemieux, and first pitch set for 6:35. The Iowa State football program held its media day today, and we'll have Brent Bloom with us to kick off Hour 2 to let us know what he found interesting on the campus in Ames today. And tonight after the show, we're back to baseball with the Twins taking on the Rangers after a two-game split with the Padres. The first of this four-game weekend series will see Minnesota's Adalberto Mejia dueling Texas's A.J. Griffin. First pitch is set for 7:10, and as Todd mentioned, we'll also have that Hall of Fame game.
Evan on the text line says, I appreciate the Iowa State coverage. I think 6 wins is very possible with no big injuries. They definitely have more overall talent and depth in years that should foster a bowl season. I also think they'll start 3-0. Shots fired.
BJ, I made a slap bet with
What is a slap bet?
I think that comes from the show How I Met Your Mother.
Why it's lost on me. Okay.
You make a bet and the loser gets slapped. The winner gets to slap the loser. The bet is that over the next 3 years, Matt Campbell will lead Iowa State to an 8 or 9 win season.
An 8 or 9 win season.
That's
is
bold.
This after the Big 12 dissolves and they're playing in the... I mean, that's bold.
It is bold, but...
It's like the sriracha of college football slap bet. See, I'm not down with that particular show.
I've actually watched that show, which should come as a surprise to a lot of people.
Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com, going to join us at 5:05. We found out today that Matt Campbell and the President of the United States have something in common. What is it? We'll tell you next.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN2. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. A scare for the Miami Dolphins today. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill suffers an apparent left knee injury, scrambling to the sideline. ESPN's Jeff Darlington reports an MRI shows no tears in the knee, but doctors are now talking about Tannehill's options for treatment. He could miss some time. The first game of the NFL preseason is tonight in Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and the Cardinals. Seahawks rookie defensive lineman Malik McDowell reports to camp today, but his status for the season is in limbo. McDowell was reportedly involved in an ATV accident in July, and Coach Pete Carroll says McDowell does have long-term injuries. Angels left-hander Tyler Skaggs will come off the DL to make a start Saturday against the Oakland A's. Skaggs has been out since late April with a strained oblique. On the scoreboard today, the Diamondbacks lead the Cubs 4-1 in the fourth at Wrigley. Brewers have a 2-1 lead on the Cardinals in the ninth. Eighth inning in Denver, where the Rockies and Mets are tied at 4.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile.
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list. The B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila! 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 619 to 85.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome back. It is 4:36, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann, coming your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. I want to take a chance, take a moment, I should say, to invite you, if you get a chance, to join us tomorrow in Iowa City for the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We're going to be back at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard from 4 until 7. Happy hour runs from 3 until 7. And tomorrow night, going to be a busy night at Coach's Corner because the West High football team, Iowa City West High, that is holding its third annual kickoff event for the season. I know they've got a silent auction, some fundraisers. All the money that they raise goes to support the Trojan football program. So should be a lot of green and gold at Coach's Corner tomorrow. 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, again, is the address. We'll be talking a little Major League Baseball with Jack Dom. Friday usually means love it or leave it, and we may or may not get to the topic that I was going to get to it yesterday, and then I was going to get to it today, and I think maybe it's going to die on the vine today. So hopefully, if we take it off of the shelf tomorrow at the Coach's Corner, there's no green fuzzies growing on it, and it doesn't seem all that dated. Now, there is something I want to talk about here that's extremely serious. And that's the fact that my neighbors decided they were going to mow their lawn at 7:30 this morning. Thank you. Luckily, I have a son who can sleep through anything.
See, that's when you told me this, I
that kid that loves sleep more than he loves his parents. And I don't take it personally.
Sleep is a great thing. I thought that you were going to say that he woke up because they were mowing the lawn at 7:30.
I woke
you
up.
You woke up.
Because they were mowing the lawn at 7:30. And now I want to know what's the appropriate response.
I think that if you leave a letter on their doorstep.
Too passive aggressive. Not the letter writing type.
You don't? You never wrote a letter and put it on someone's windshield or say, hey, you're parked way too close to me. Next time, scoot over a little bit.
No, I usually just swing the door open and ding the car door. I don't care about that. You're going to park that close to me? Ding. 7:30 in the morning. There has to be some sort of unwritten rule that got violated there, right?
See, I don't know. I've never
7:30 in the morning.
I've never lived in a subdivision that has houses real close to each other, and it's been a while. I'm not privy to the unwritten rules.
Live on the South Fork Ranch? Are you a Ewing?
No.
You got 40 acres and a mule here? What's going on?
Like, It's 2 or 3 acres.
Neighbors.
Neighbors. What are those? I have neighbors, and I've had some really, really terrible neighbors, but most of those have been in college living situations. So with that, it usually just gets so bad that you have to call the cops. I don't know what you do here. 7:30 in the morning on a weekday, which is, okay, well, I probably understand what this person is thinking.
Well, yeah, it was going to rain.
Before work.
Well, no, it was going to rain today.
It was going to rain. Got to get it out of the way.
And I'll take it at 7:30 in the middle of the week. 7:30 on a Saturday, I think I would have lost my mind. Because that's my weekend. I want to sleep in a little bit. Bob and Amanda says that's better than the headlight mowing people. Are there actually people that put on like the miner's headlamp and go out?
Well, some mowers have the headlights on.
Well, I know they make mowers that have headlights on them, but he's making it sound like you put the miner's headlamp on and go out at 11:30 at night or so. I don't know whether that would bother me more than if the sun's up, it's okay to mow. 90-41.
John on 380 says 9 o'clock is the rule of thumb.
So this is a good 90 minutes. This is like the unwritten rules of baseball. You can't get too upset about it because they're not written down anywhere. It's not like the founding fathers tucked it into the Constitution when people could or could not mow.
Well, that's proven by 5551 saying no yard work before 10 a.m. period. Exclamation mark.
Get one of those handheld, the old school push mowers like they had in the 20s and 30s. You want to mow at 7:30 in the morning? Fine, go that. Or, better yet, a herd of goats. Although then I'd live next door to a herd of goats and you've got
cool
droppings and odors and I don't necessarily want to deal with that. 319-366-1600. I'll get off my soapbox now. But there has to be some sort of appropriate response here. And it's not going to be having some sort of huge party because I'm not at that point in my life. I'm a little old for that. Don't expect me to go Seth Rogen, James Franco. I swear every movie Seth Rogen makes or every third movie Seth Rogen makes, it involves him being a bad neighbor to somebody. Maybe that's just preconceived notions there, but it just seems, Rogan's got a new movie out. He's a bad neighbor to somebody, or he has bad neighbors.
He always plays the character that never understands the unwritten rules, that always kind of lives by the beat of his own drum. So I'm seeing a lot of different answers. It's either Green Bay Dustin says it's either 9 or... Legally in Cedar Rapids, you can't mow your lawn after a certain time. It's either 9 or 10 p.m. But in the morning, I've seen 9 a.m., I've seen 9:30, I've seen 10. And I've seen somebody say that if it's not consistent, let the person do it at 7:30 a.m. As long as it's not every day.
Well, if you mowed your lawn every day, I would think that you would have OCD issues or something. But that's beside the point. And I don't want to hear from Sam Kinsley. He's out in California. He's got all those goofy California ideas in his head now. He's been corrupted. 319-366-1600. Sam, one of our former associate producers here in the building, who still deems it somewhat necessary to listen to this program.
We appreciate it, Sam.
He's 2 hours. So it's like 2:43 there in California.
That's right. This was probably about 2 months ago. But I got to sleep pretty late or early, whatever.
What's
whatever
late for you?
Like 1:45.
Okay.
2 a.m. And just as I'm dozing off, I hear a chainsaw come on. And somebody.
Well, this sounds like a horror movie.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, who in the hell is cutting down a tree at 2 in the morning? And I look outside, and sure enough, somebody is trimming branches at 2 in the morning. But that's the first thing that I thought. This sounds like, it felt like a horror movie. Because I'm laying there, and there's usually no sound. Okay, maybe a car comes by, maybe some drunken idiot comes walking by and is talking too loud. But that's usually about it. except for my neighbors who constantly got in fights before they were kicked out and evicted. That's a whole different story for a whole different day. But when I heard the chainsaw, that has to be against every single unwritten rule. It has to probably be against many ordinances. Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, North Liberty, whatever the case is, that has to be against the rules, doesn't it? A chainsaw, someone trimming branches at 2 a.m.?
5232 says, legally, I can mow my lawn at 7 a.m. Sorry if that triggers you. That's my favorite new buzzword now.
Triggered.
Not triggered by it. It's just a... Well, I can't say the word on the air. I think it's a blank behavior. I think it's something that a blank would do. 319-366-1600. Four times as many texts about mowing your lawn and when the proper time to mow your lawn is than Iowa State football today on Cyclone Media Day. Just making an observation. Now, I mentioned a couple minutes ago that we found out today that Matt Campbell and the President of the United States have something in common. And I find this behavior to be absolutely deplorable. And I need to know if it bothers anybody else. But Sports Illustrated has the article on the president and his love affair with the game of golf. And in it, it details the fact that he doesn't exactly play by the rule book. And
okay.
Matt Campbell today said, I'm paraphrasing Matt Campbell. He said, I'm very competitive. I would cheat at golf if I had to in order to win. And I'm not exactly Arnold Palmer over here, although I've drank my fair share in the day.
It's a good drink.
And some John Daly's as well. But I cannot tolerate anybody who cheats at the game of golf. It absolutely, that's a deal breaker for me.
Why? Because it's so stupid to cheat at golf? Or?
Well, no. But I don't tolerate cheating, period. But people who cheat at golf really rub me the wrong way.
Okay, well,
and people who cheat at golf and mow their lawn at 7:30 in the morning, you've got a special place in hell. But I don't understand what would bring someone to cheat at the game of golf.
I see it all the time.
And again, you're talking to somebody who, you know, if I break 100, it's a great day on the golf course for me. I'm more out there for the camaraderie and the beer cart and everything that goes with that than the actual. I would give virtually anything to be a decent golfer. The game frustrates the hell out of me. And I know, I think we've got the City Am coming up tomorrow, and our very own Scott Unash is playing in it, and Rick Swan from Rob FM across the hall is playing in it. We want to wish those two guys good luck. But I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But it bugs the hell out of me that someone... Because if you would cheat at golf, what else would you be willing to do? It's a simple game. You hit the ball. You count the number of times that you hit the ball until it goes in the hole.
Okay.
Why do you need to cheat?
So you're saying... You're just talking about people like, okay, well, that I had 7 strokes, but I counted it as a 5 or 6. Not the person like me who's so bad at golf that if I hit it in the rough, I'm going to adjust the lie a little bit just so I can hit the ball somewhat towards the hole. Is that okay? Because I'm terrible at golf, so I don't exactly play the ball as it lies.
7295.
But I'm not going to cheat on my score.
7295 wants to know if Matt Campbell was golfing with OJ before the 2002 Orange Bowl. I think Matt Campbell probably would have been in 6th grade, maybe, in 2002.
Sounds about right.
Before the Orange Bowl. 4007. I agree with everything you're saying. That's scary. I've shared my thoughts on the game of golf on the air before, as far as I'm not necessarily a super fan of it. I watch the majors. I love Masters Week. I watched the Open Championship, aka the British Open, and Jordan Spieth on number 13. I was completely glued to the TV because I thought, there's no way that he gets out of this. And sometimes golf meltdowns are better than watching guys be really successful. And so I'm not like uber golf fan or anything, or super golf player, but there's just something about cheating at golf that bothers me.
Is it, does it kind of go for like the same, the person that cheats at board game night, or the
cheaters in general?
I'm talking about cheating on very trivial things that really don't matter. You're out with your friends, you're cheating on recreational activities.
I want to know where Scott Unash comes down on cheating at golf. Whether that's an act, whether that's something that he would tolerate. Because I don't think it would be.
I don't think so either.
Is that a good quality to have?
To cheat
Matt
at golf?
Matt Campbell says, I'm really competitive. I'd cheat at golf if I had to in order to win. Doesn't that, when an NCAA football coach says that, doesn't that sort of raise your eyebrow?
Yeah.
At least a non-SEC football coach. Somebody in the SEC said that, I'd be like, of course, they cheated golf. They cheated everything else.
You think Hugh Freeze cheats at golf?
I think Hugh Freeze cheats at a lot of things,
agree.
Apparently. Holier than thou, Hugh Freeze. Well, hey, look, if Dave Bliss, the former Baylor basketball coach, can get a new job, and granted it's been a decade or so since the shenanigans went down with the Baylor basketball team, but Dave Bliss got hired by a high school in Las Vegas. This is the guy who essentially conspired to cover up a murder perpetrated by members of his basketball team against one of their teammates. And somebody somewhere saw that resume cross their desk and said, oh, hey, be a good idea to hire this guy. I bet Dave Bliss cheats at golf.
I think so, too. I actually saw, kind of going off of that, who do you think will get a job quicker? Will it be Hugh Freeze or Art Briles?
Art Briles.
Because he wins. Because his success outweighed Hugh Freeze's.
And there's a little bit of distance. Not a ton, but there's a little bit of distance between Briles and Freeze's. Look, Petrino resurfaced. They all come back up. Everybody floats. It's like college football is like it. Everybody floats in the game of college football. There's not a single thing that you can do in the game of college football in this day and age to sink your career.
Losing. That's
other
pretty much
than,
it.
Other than losing, which, what does that say about where we're at with college football?
It says everything.
Is there money on the line in said golf game? Doesn't matter. If there's money on the line, you definitely shouldn't be cheating. Judge Smales in Caddyshack.
I think it'd be even worse though.
Winter
for
rules
people that are cheating when there's no money on the line, like the gym class hero person. I was not talking about the previous show, but you all know the guy who takes intramural football a little bit too seriously.
I think he just took a shot at Scott and Mark.
I did not.
I think he did. Oh, you're talking about softball guy,
the gym class hero.
I know people. 15 years later, and they're still talking about their intramural flag football exploits at the University of Iowa. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. It's not like Hayden Fry walked into the bubble and said, I've got to sign that kid.
I knew a guy that claimed that he broke the all-time record for receiving yards in Iowa intramural history. Honest to God.
Is there a board somewhere? Is there a record board for that? Maybe there is at the field house. I don't know.
But with that certain person, they started a group on Facebook that claimed this person, I'm not going to name the name, lied to me. So he told a lot of lies.
3161 on the text line says, what about Joe Paterno? If Paterno hadn't been older than Methuselah, he would have eventually gotten another job.
Oh, no question.
If Paterno was he 80-something, right,
yeah,
when he died? If Paterno was in his mid to late 60s. Look, it took 5 years for everybody to forget about all of the other things that happened at Penn State. You don't think if Paterno's 20 years younger, 5 years later, some team, Temple or somebody, comes along? You know, Matt Rhule goes to Baylor.
Ah, oh, wow, that would be the circle of life.
Hey, Joe Paterno. There's nothing you can do in college football worse than losing games. Any other behavior, tolerated. Losing, not so much. 455, Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. We'll find out whether Brent is a golfer, or B, if he is, whether he cheats at the game when he joins us in a few minutes. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
4:56, welcome back. The Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle with us here in the studio. I got to say producer Kyle Mann with us in studio, because otherwise there's a producer Kyle that works with Dan Dockich in Indianapolis, and then it just sounds like we're ripping off another radio station. Producer Kyle Mann in the studio with us now. That means only one thing. Time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa football team received 5 votes in this season's first coaches poll released today, which technically ranked them 52nd in the country. The Big Ten has 4 teams in the top 10 and 3 others receiving more votes than Iowa. Iowa's week one opponent, Wyoming, also received more votes than the Hawkeyes with 9. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing in the World Golf Championships this weekend, and after his first round today, he sits tied for 15th at 1 under par, trailing leader Thomas Peters by 4 strokes. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Xavier St. Mitch Keller, was promoted today by the Pirates to their AA affiliate, Altoona. Keller is the top-rated prospect in Pittsburgh's system, has a 3.14 ERA this season, and has been approaching 100 miles an hour on his fastball in his last several starts, without walking a batter in his last 2. The Colonels took one on the chin from the Kane County Cougars last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, 9-1, but they'll have another chance tonight with the newly acquired Tyler Watson making his first start with Cedar Rapids, opposite Mac Lemieux, in first pitch set for 6:35. The Iowa State football program held its media day today, and we'll have Brent Bloom with us to kick off Hour 2 in just a little bit to let us know what he found interesting today. And tonight after the show, we're back to baseball and also finally back to football. We'll have the Twins taking on the Rangers on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and we'll also have the NFL's Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and Cardinals on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
45-25 on the text line. You clearly are taking Campbell's comments out of context. He was just making an example of being competitive, and you are taking him too literally.
You are taking us too literally.
Do you think? Holy cow. Of course. That's what the whole thing was about. Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com, joining us next.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instant.